Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Figgy!
Cinema! J. Fig knows it.
Hey, guys. I didn't know you guys were there. Caught me by surprise.
Watch one that we assign her and generally hate it, and it sends us all into a depression for at least a segment or two.
I fall for no banana in my tailpipe.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Like, it has, like, real-life situations and stuff, but I felt like the ending should have been in the middle.
Chicks dig me, because I rarely wear underwear, and when I do, it's usually something unusual.
I don't know, I was kind of irritated the entire time.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
Rhodes, where we're going, we don't need... Rose.
Figgy Fresh.
Stop. F***ing Catalina wine mixer.
I really want to give it like a 9.5 out of 10.
And it sends us all into a depression.
Show me the money.
He's looking at you, kid.
I'll be back.
We'll see you at the movies. It is the 5 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, which means it's the Funky Buddha Happy Hour. Love our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And we love our friend Jay Fig stopping by the program. Hello, Figgy.
Hello, y'all.
Alex Dono has left because he's doing something for Inter Miami tonight. And so Jay Fig is stopping in with a Searing Pain movie review. Searing Pain, Solana. Searing Pain.
Oh, Searing Pain. Literally. Absolute Searing Pain.
A little bit late. J-Fig, Jen Figueroa, you could follow her on Instagram, J-Fig Radio, J-Fig Radio. She has posted her most recent movie review. I was just watching it during the commercial break. Very hot out. You were in your car. It's very hot out today, Figgy.
It's so hot out. I can't.
How's it weather-wise in Kendall right now, in K-Town? Is it raining?
It's very cloudy. It's soon to rain.
All right. Are you going to be watching the Inter Miami game tonight, do you think?
Maybe. Maybe.
All right. That sounds like
I'll
a no.
Probably
maybe. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like a no. You could say no. Hey, I'm not into soccer. I'm not going to watch.
It depends. Like if I see it on TV, then I'll probably watch it for a little bit, but
all right. Okay. Cuz you're going to have to watch a movie obviously as
correct.
Well.
Correct. I have to make some popcorn for my movie, you know.
So, Dan Day, I believe we found out that the Great Value microwave popcorn you texted us is from Walmart. People have been texting me, Great Value is Walmart.
That's good to know.
All right. And you said it was all right, huh?
It's all right. I mean, it's okay. Not the best, but it's not. What do you do, Pop Secret?
Pop Secret is the best. I absolutely love Pop Secret. That's my go-to microwave popcorn.
I'm an Orville guy.
I have Pop Secret, too.
Yeah. Yeah, Pop Secret. You get the 94% fat-free, or do you get the movie theater butter?
Movie theater butter. Give me all the fat.
All right, movie theater butter. There you go. She likes the mozzarella sticks. She likes the movie theater butter. We've got a running theme here.
I'm all calories here.
Give her the calories, man. All right, so yesterday on the program, J-Fig watches a movie every night and reviews it for us, and the movies she watches are based on our suggestions. Yesterday, I suggested the movie Us, which was the follow-up to Jordan Peele's Get Out. And it was nowhere near as good. Alex Dono gave you Ex Machina. And Solana gave you The Social Network, the Facebook movie. And Dan Day gave you The Dirt, which is the biopic about Motley Crue. So, and I think it's a made-for-Netflix movie. So which movie did you choose, Jen Figueroa?
If y'all know me, you know I went for The Dirt.
Yep. She loves music. She's a big fan of music. So now, were you familiar a lot with Motley Crue? Like, are you? Oh, yeah, you were going to the concert, right?
I wanted to, yes. It was yesterday. Yeah. Would have All been right. yesterday.
So you're a Motley Crue fan?
Yeah, I dig their music.
All right. So you watched The Dirt, and what'd you think?
Basically, it's a biopic, like you said, and it just shows you how they started. And
go ahead, Hawk. Just do it now. Just
well,
go ahead.
I say biopic.
It is biopic.
He wasn't going to let that go. I just got it.
I know. I was going to let it go because she hemmed and she like stuttered on it. So I knew that I was already in her head.
You are but, always on my head.
No, but it's a biopic. I know, Dan, you say biopic, right?
I've always called it a biopic. Is it biopic?
Well, I say biopic. More people than me say biopic, but I believe it's a biopic.
Correct, right?
Well, in my mind, anything that I believe is correct is factually
exactly.
correct. I think it's one of the things I share with Donald Trump. One of the few things. Whatever I say is the truth, and everyone else needs to come around to my way of thinking. So go ahead. You watched The Dirt, and you thought what?
It was very entertaining, and the music got me going, and you're just seeing the life story of them. So I gave it a 7.8 mozzarella sticks.
7.8 mozzarella sticks. How do you feel about that review, Dan?
I like it. And you don't really notice how much of a fan you are of Motley Crue till you watch that movie. Like, you forget about some of their songs and some of their hits, and you're like, wow. And 7.8, that mozzarella sticks, that's pretty on point.
You know, they actually made 4 new songs for that movie.
So is the music in the movie actual Motley Crue music, or is it redone by whoever's playing Motley Crue?
No, it's actually done by Motley Crue. Motley Crue had a hand in making the film, so they wrote.
They were the co-producers.
Yeah, they signed off on everything, so it's a real deal.
All right, The Dirt, 7.8 mozzarella sticks from Young J. Fig. All right, so now we got to give you movies for tonight. Now, since Inter Miami is playing, I was going to go with the soccer theme and give you a soccer movie. Have you ever seen Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield?
Never.
Okay, it is truly awful. I saw it in college. I think I walked out of the theater, but I want you to watch it because my guess is you'll give it 10 mozzarella sticks. So yeah. I'm giving you Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield, all right?
Okay.
All right, now Dono, who is doing the Inter-Miami pregame on the Inter-Miami app, gave us Bend It Like Beckham, another soccer movie to give to you. Have you seen Bend It Like Beckham?
I actually have not.
All right. There you go. So
I've
Bend
It
Like
plenty,
Beckham.
But...
Yep. Now, have you seen that, Solana?
One of my favorite movies of all time. No joke. Like
I've never seen it. Is it good?
It's a cute movie, right? Like, it's not a truly great film that will leave you thinking for hours after you watch it, but it's a cool movie, a feel-good story, sports movie. It's enjoyable.
So what is it? Somebody trying to bend it like Beckham? Is that the...
Yeah, they're trying to bend it like Beckham, yeah.
All right.
You guys are leaving out a major part of the movie. It's about a girl soccer team trying to be like David Beckham.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're not trying to be like David Beckham.
Yeah,
it's centered around, it takes place in the UK. It's centered around, Keira Knightley's actually in it. She co-stars. It centers around an Indian girl who wants to play soccer, but her parents don't want her to try to pursue a career in soccer because they don't believe that that's the correct thing an Indian girl should be doing. So
right, it's
it
not
really,
worthy. Right, yeah.
Right. So it really battles, you know, like societal structures and cultures. It's a very good movie, but it's also a cute movie, soccer movie. It's a very good.
Is she ever able at the end of the movie to bend it like Beckham?
No spoilers. No spoilers over there, Dan.
All right. That's a kick. That's a kick, J-Fig, to bend it. Like, I don't know what you're thinking it might be, but I just want to make sure that...
And here,
you know,
I thought it was like a twerk.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just kidding.
Twerk it like Beckham. Yeah, I want to see that. Twerk it like Miley. I want to see if someone can twerk it like Miley. Solana, what are you going to give J-Fig for tonight?
J-Fig, I'll stick on the soccer theme, too. I was going to go bend it like Beckham, but Donald stole it. I'm going to go with Goal. GOAL! Goal. It's not based on a true story. However, when I was growing up, it came out at night, like around when I was in fourth, fifth grade, like 05, 06. This movie, everybody I know that played soccer watched this movie and loved this movie. It was very inspirational when you were a young kid. It centers around a kid named Santiago Muñez, a Mexican immigrant. His family escapes to the United States and he ends up playing for Newcastle United in England. It is very similar to Bend It Like Beckham in the sense that it's just a cute, fun movie, not too serious. It's not going to make you think about anything deeply, but I think you'll enjoy it.
2005, right. You said?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember exactly what year it came out, but somewhere around then.
But
yeah, like
goal with an exclamation.
Goal point. With an exclamation.
Somebody texts in, "Hello, Mr. Hickman. I think you are too hard on Selena. As for the weather, I think he reads what he sees. He's a gem for not losing his cool. Be more gentle with him. He is young. Thanks."
All right. I agree.
All right. Well, on behalf of all of us here at the Hickman and Crowder Show, I will take that into account for next time. Dan Day, what are you going to give Fig for tonight?
I would love to give you a soccer movie, but I'm kind of really all tapped out on soccer movies.
You should give her Alive.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that about the Uruguayan soccer team, Solana?
It is. Well, not loosely, but yes. And actually, my
loosely, wait,
yeah, my, well, I guess, it, yeah, it's the Uruguayan rugby team. And actually, my father's cousin was supposed to be on that flight and missed
really?
The flight, overslept. No joke. That's a true story. No bit. My father's cousin missed that flight. Yeah.
Or there's Kicking and Screaming is another soccer movie.
We've given her that.
I've already seen it.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. How many mozzarella sticks?
7 out of 10, I think.
Yeah. All right.
Mate, I don't know if I...
You want to give her Alive or you want to go off the board, Dan?
I do like the movie Alive, so I am going to give you... It's close enough, and Solana's got the tie-in, so I am going to give you Alive, J-Fig.
All right.
What were you going to give her before? I'm actually curious.
All right, what were you going to give her before? She doesn't like any of our selections.
I'm going to save that for tomorrow, unless you want me to save you today.
No.
Nope, I'll save you tomorrow.
Watch Alive.
Well, no. I mean, J-Fig wants another movie. She can demand another movie.
I'll go for Alive, but I wanted to know what he was thinking.
I'll save it for another day, though.
All right. Okay. Alive is a true story, J-Fig, about the Uruguayan rugby team. They crash into the Andes. They are many of the team members die, and because they're stranded for so long on this mountain, no one can find them. They have to eat their dead teammates. This is a true story. Alive.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that is a world famous story. I've read several books about it. Do you know that whole story, Solana? Like, are you in depth with that story?
I wouldn't say I'm in depth. I know of it because, you know, obviously it was such a big story for my parents also growing up, and they've told me about it, and we know about my father's cousin who missed the flight. I think they're up there for like what, 3 months, right? Like they were
by themselves
for 3 months. Nobody knew where they were. Everybody kind of thought they were just dead.
Everybody thought they were dead. Yeah. Crazy story.
I was gonna say, Hawk, you kind of ruined the twist for her, but she's gonna Google it anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
I think Dan Day was on that flight, actually.
yeah. You know, you gotta.
Well, I don't think it was like a twist, though. I mean, it's pretty well known that they had this dilemma. Right. They had this dilemma. In order to stay alive, they're going to have to have some sort of sustenance, and there was no food other than their dead teammates. Mm. And that, I mean, it was this moral dilemma. What would you do, J-Fig? Well, we'll find out tomorrow.
There you go.
I wasn't going to put her on the spot. Did you have an answer? Would you resort to cannibalism in order to save yourself?
I mean, it depends on this, like, on how I feel at the moment, I guess.
Right. Did you understand?
I have to survive.
How you feel at the moment. Sometimes you feel like eating somebody.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. It's like it wasn't like it was such a. It is such a heart-wrenching question. And she took the same opinion of like microwave popcorn. Well, sometimes I'm not in the mood for microwave popcorn. I mean, you know, sometimes I might feel like eating my friend, and other times I might just let myself die. I mean, it just depends on the day. All right, J-Fig, are you ready to accept your assignments for tonight? Ladybugs, Bend It Like Beckham, Goal, and Alive.
I mean, I guess. Just kidding, yes.
All right, then there's nothing left for us to say other than...
We'll see you
at the movies.
At the movies. Follow Jen Figueroa on Instagram, JFig Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.